Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to address the group today and those listening. Finally, on a subject that has been written about, that we've spoken about, but not much in depth. When the precession of the equinox was centered, and what you call December 21, 2012, things started to change. And the change was the greatest for those involved in esoteric work and mainly for old souls. And the changes that we talked about that might happen started to happen on a regular basis all over the planet to those of like mind. Those who believed that higher consciousness was coming, healers all over the world. Those who would then call themselves intuitives. Those who were just light workers who carried on their lives without having written books or anything else. And they were the first. They were the first to then have what we call a recalibration. And now, we've never really talked about it, not like this. We told you that 2013 would be a difficult year. It's a general statement. Not all had a difficult year, but many did. We told you that it was the beginning year of recalibration. Some would come later, some would be right away. And we never really told you or itemized some of the things that you might feel. Growing is difficult. Changes of paradigm, sometimes almost impossible. And all of those things were going to start to happen. The planet itself was going to start to change. We gave you channels on the difference of the light-dark balance. We told you the magnetics that were changing. We even told you that portions of space that you were entering would have an effect on the heliosphere of your sun and would be translated right to your magnetic grid. All of this we told you so you would be aware that there would be some new beginnings, and it had some interesting effects on many of you. There are those who need to hear this message so that they will understand what occurred then, what is occurring now, and have no confusion over it. The ability to transmute frustration, fear, and anger to that which is peaceful and joyful and benevolent is getting hard. It's getting hard because when you have these kinds of things I'm going to talk about, the very first thing that would occur to a human being as they start going through shift and change is frustration and fear. When something happens, you're angry at God, you're angry at the world, and you wonder how it could happen to you. And there are many who have gone through these things. Even my partner. I want to tell you what this is about. And before I even do that, I want to say, you wouldn't have missed any of it. None of it. The life you are living right now on this planet is the life you chose to live at this time of the awakening. In the last lifetime, the potential of what was going to happen now loomed over this planet. Even the wild card that had not happened yet was a potential that was there waiting. And I've said this before to you. You had as much chance of dying in the Holocaust as not. But there was the potential you would cross that bridge called 2012. And you came anyway. And you came anyway. The potential of recalibrating and all of the frustrations that would go through it, you knew before you showed up. And you came anyway. And sometimes you wonder why there is such love and such benevolence. Why the creator of the galaxy and the universe would know your name. It's because you're part of the whole. You may anger and be frustrated, but you're part of the whole. You're part of the benevolence that's there. The truth is the truth, and you may accept it or reject it, but you're part of the whole and loved because of it. You know what happened to so many old souls? Such recalibration energies, such frustration, such fear. Let's say, number one, that you're a healer. Perhaps you're a reader. That's a healer. You heal people's personalities through their benevolence and hope and soul energy. A reader does what a healer does. A healer does what a reader does. It's hard to differentiate sometimes. And all of a sudden, in 2013 or beyond, the things that you counted on that worked a certain way stopped working. And it wasn't marginal. They just simply stopped working. Not everyone had this. Some of it was in phases. Some had one phase stop and another continued, which made you unbalanced. And you stopped. And the first thing, dear old soul, dear reader, dear healer, first thing that occurred was, why me? You start looking at yourself and you say, I know I'm an old soul, I'm helping the planet, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And suddenly it's gone. And then you say, God, what did I do wrong? And in comes the fear and the frustration, the sadness, the uncertainty that's so 3D. And I told you it was coming. I said a recalibration may mean that the radio station you've been listening to that broadcasts the things you need for a healing, for a reading, that the frequencies itself are going to lift up and they're going to change, and you're not going to have it on your receiver unless you wait a while. And there would be a time where nothing would happen and you think you'd lost it. Now this is starting to come back, and it may have taken longer than you wanted. I want to tell you the difference between dark and light is starting to really be noticed. Light energies in a dark room, really noticed. Dark energies in a light room, really noticed. And it's going to frustrate both sides. And in that we are speaking of, you're trying to recalibrate. So some of you went into fear. I'm talking to those way beyond this room who need to listen to this. You need to start it again. Dear ones, don't stop. We promised it was going to come back, and it was going to come back stronger, and it is. And now is the time. If you've been waiting, now is the time. There are some who need to hear this. Now is the time. Some have been frustrated and cynical because it just wasn't what you'd hoped for. Well, you can stay there, or you can know that now is the time. The love of God is so much greater now in your life, potentially to be felt like it never was before. Healer, two times what you could do before. Psychic, get ready for things you didn't expect. Reader, it's coming. Crying, I didn't expect to get sick. Oh, really? So you think that the DNA and the molecular attributes that you carried all through the old energy were just going to stay old and you were just going to be fine. That's what you felt. Does that really make sense? And sometimes, in order to recalibrate the biology of a human being, you got to go to zero. Sometimes, you got to go to less than zero. And the disease starts. And you are afraid. And you say, is this what you had in mind, God, for me? That I would be robbed of my abilities, have a disease? Where's the joy in this, you'd say. And we're sitting there the whole time holding your hand and saying, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient. The recalibration of cellular structure means just that. When a computer gets a new system, it shuts down. The electricity is removed. It sits there almost dead until you push the button and it reboots itself. And up comes all of the new attributes. But it went to zero. It had to, because it had to recalibrate. Did you think of that? In the frustration, it may even still be there, about what's going on in your body and why. And now we're telling you there are attributes available to you that you'll never have to worry about that sickness again or anything else inappropriate that attaches to your body. I said it, we said it yesterday, and we'll say it again. Disease is low energy. If you're high energy, it can't exist in you. Did you know that? So if you're sitting there and you're broken, I just told you why. Because there is a much higher consciousness that is sitting there waiting to be handed to you if you'll allow it. Or you can sit there and you can wallow in what you got. Old soul, you are so powerful. There are many who need to hear this right now because there is so much promise. The recalibration does not have to destroy you. And yet it has for some. Why should it? You didn't understand it. You didn't expect it. Perhaps you didn't listen. This is the message that'll turn the corner for you if you want it to. Did you know that your relationship with Gaia even suffered? Tree hugger? Were you disappointed when you didn't see the divas anymore? When the hills and the grass didn't sing to you as much? When the animals weren't as available? And did you think you'd lost it? Did you think the relationship between you and all that was severed forever? I want you to go back into the field and stretch out your arms and say, thank you for coming back. Because it's all going to be there and twice what it was. And the earth will talk to you and sing to you, and the sunlight will feel warm on you. Flowers will bloom beneath your feet because you walk there. And the earth will know you're a light worker and an old soul and part of the change and not a victim of it. There are those who need to hear this. As you sit right now, are you afraid? Are you in frustration? Do you wish things would be better? I'm generating an energy right now to tell you that they can be and they will be, and this is the time. My partner spent an entire day talking to you about the power of the consciousness you have within. In ways that I've given him, which he's never discussed before, in these ways. In order to show you that this indeed is a new time that has never occurred like this before, ever. And that projects that you might have tried before and ignored now need to be rekindled. The things you thought were dead and gone in your life are not. And that all things are variable, changeable, including you, how you feel, and your future. This is the promise to all old souls within hearing of this that we give you now. The recalibration is over. It's over for us. But is it for you? It's time now to pick up the pieces. Move forward and claim what is yours, old soul, which is the wisdom of earth, the elimination of war, the beauty and the benevolence of a peaceful planet that you will create this lifetime, the next lifetime, and the next. That's who you are. And for you to sit there for even a moment and wonder if you got it or not. It just doesn't make sense. I want you to feel it. You are enabled right now to shift, to become what you were and everything more. To eliminate that which is frustrating and fearful, the diseases that you think you caught, which are now available to chase away simply by the fact that you have a higher vibration that they cannot stand. Did you ever notice that people are starting to react differently to you, dear ones? Is your family starting to act differently to you, dear ones? Are some of you feeling more ostracized than you ever had before? Because the gap is widening between old and new energy, and that means an old family that spins in drama. Did anything happen at Christmas that you'd like to talk about? Where you got to see, perhaps for the last time, the drama that spins around you, it's not affecting you anymore. You removed yourself, even from your biological family, in these last years simply because of the shift. The gap is widening. Years ago, we channeled that it would. Years ago, we told you that the final battle on the planet would be between light and dark. Not between countries. Years ago, we told you to call yourselves light workers and warriors of the light. And now you know why. But you didn't really expect to fight a battle with your own biology, did you? With your own psychologically engrammed remembrances, did you? With the powers that you might think you had, did you? And now you're done. I want you to pick up the pieces and reconstruct that which you think you threw away. I am talking specifically to five people in this room and dozens who are listening, who needed to hear this and think different than you did about who you are, what is happening around you, and what's next for you. It's human nature to fear change. And now I'm telling you that change is being accomplished and the attributes of the changes are finished. Some of you have slower changeability than others. So if you're one that is slow to change, I would say to you, be heartened by this, that the changes from now on are benevolent and positive. If you call upon a quantum benevolent force, it will come into your body and never leave. How about that? There is so much promise in the room. For those listening to my voice, a very real shift is at hand. At work, at home, with Gaia, with your innate, with cellular structure. The message of Kryon has never changed. And you'll hear it again and again and again. And it has to be this way to sink in. For those of you who need to have it sink in. So I leave with this. Every single one of you is known by God. All of you. Every single one of you have attributes of past lives. All of you that are known by God. There is a beautiful system and you're sitting in it. You're not alone. If you ever were to think you're alone, reach out your hand and feel the hand of God take it. Take the step forward and find out what happens. When my partner sat in the chair, he said, I give permission for you to show who you are. And he was shown in his own way over a long period of time. But all he had to say was, show me. And that's what we ask of you. Is it possible that the things that you believe cannot change are changeable? And the answer is yes, I know who you are. I know your name. And I know what you're facing. And I want you to smile right now and see it completely and totally settled. You are pulling in right now a reality that exists for you that not necessarily is in the future, but it's in the now and sits upon you greatly, just waiting like a jacket you put on with many colors. And the colors are the colors of peace on earth. Joy for mankind. Long life. And an earth that understands God does not punish. an earth that understands that there can be many ways of worship and they're all correct. It's coming. Pick up the pieces and move forward. And so it is.